So,
Okay.
you know, I sort of always fancied myself as a bit of a doctor.
Right, scary, but
Yeah,
okay.
I realized quite early on that it was never going to happen. You know, I mean, I do feel now that technology has moved on, and I think I could quite easily get a scalpel, cut somebody, you know, root
No,
around inside,
no,
because they've got those
no.
big
Don't
screens,
care.
haven't they?
No.
Surgeons,
It's
no. Keyhole
if I'm
surgery as well,
honest,
big screens. I could
it's
do
not
it.
to do with your eyesight.
I
I
think
think
it
we've got a
is.
whole other set of issues there where you could not be a doctor and the eyesight is really low on that list for me. Sorry.
Thanks very much.
Anyway, back to the
Anyway,
challenge.
yeah. So I was doing a little bit of reading about nystagmus, and I read from some ophthalmological journal,
I think
if
that's just
that's
proved my point about you
if,
not being a doctor ever.
ophthalmological, is that not a word?
Nope, don't think so.
What's the word?
Ophthalmology journal, I think, would
I
probably
think
be
you're
where we're
probably
at there.
right.
Yeah.
Some kind of ophthalmology
Right.
journal about diagnosing nystagmus. And I
Okay.
read this: nystagmus may appear daunting in examination. However, if you follow the steps outlined in the section on clinical techniques below, most cases can be diagnosed easily. So I thought,
You're going to diagnose me with
I think it
nystagmus
might be a good idea.
via a Skype
I
conversation.
think it might be a good idea to get my own clinical guidelines together for budding ophthalmologists so that they won't
Right.
find the whole task as daunting as has been expressed
I
above.
find this quite interesting because I would say a diagnosis of nystagmus is quite straightforward. Are their
Apparently.
eyes wobbling
Apparently
involuntarily?
not.
Yes or no?
Apparently not.
Okay.
So, Sarah, I think you're procrastinating because you realise
I'm obviously terrified that I might not have
that you
nystagmus
might be just about to enter the 2015 Nystagmus Challenge.
all. Okay. Oh my God, I haven't even got a sweatband on. Oof. Let's go. Let's go, hit me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Right, Sarah. So it's a three-pronged attack
Okay.
as to diagnose, get rid of this daunting challenge, as the ophthalmologists seem to think it is.
Okay.
So your number one, first task of the challenge.
Yep.
Are you sitting on the sofa?
I am sitting on the
Stand up
sofa.
from the sofa.
My God, okay. Right, I'm up. God,
Right.
that was a lot of effort, wasn't it?
Oh dear. Has she got
Ooh,
nystagmus? Can she stand up?
I'm up.
Are they related or is she just lazy? I think she's
I'm
lazy.
just a fatty.
Right. So you need to move away from the sofa. Move away from the
Okay.
sofa.
Am I facing the sofa or not facing the sofa?
Doesn't really matter. Well,
Okay.
whatever you want. Right.
Okay. Moved
So
away from the sofa.
what you have to do is you have to, after three, see how long you can stand on one leg for.
Oh my God,
Right?
that's horrific.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
It's really wobbly. I'm literally wobbling all over the place. I've got arms and legs hanging out from either
Are
side.
you still on one leg?
I'm still on one leg, yeah.
This is good.
This is good. It's because I've got a core of steel. Gun him down.
So that was about 25 seconds.
That was awesome. That was pretty
So the next challenge is for you to open up your email that I sent you earlier on.
Okay. Can I sit back down again?
You can sit back down, yeah.
Okay, good, because I already had. Yeah, I've opened up the email.
Open up your email.
Yeah.
Right, no zooming.
Okay, I'm not zooming.
No pinch and zoom.
I'm not pinched and zoomed.
Can you see two sets of numbers?
I can't read them. I'm guessing they're numbers. I can't. Yeah, they probably are numbers, but I can't read
All right, so what you're allowed to do if you can't actually
them.
sheesh, you're blinder than I thought. So what you want to be doing is turning your so you want to be out you want to pinch like a little tiny bit, so just so you can
Okay.
just about read the 12 point
Okay.
print one.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I pinched a bit so I can read 12 point.
Right, but you're not allowed to pinch any more for the one below.
Okay.
Right, series of numbers, Sarah. So yeah. I want you to see how far you can get along the 12-point print number line. Ready, set, go. Oh, okay. By the way, sorry, there was a rule here. You're not allowed to put your head at any weird angle. You have to be looking straight on at the screen.
Okay, that could be more
head
challenging.
Head remains straight at all times. See how far down, then you've got to read the numbers out.
When you say my head has to stay straight, I can't even look with one eye closed. Okay, so my nose has to be directly pointing at them.
So you have to, yes.
I can read the zero.
Right, go.
Okay, zero. The next number is either an 8 or a 6. I don't know. The next two numbers, I think, are 9s, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. I think the one after that might be a 6, but maybe an 8. The next one is a 3. That's obvious.
Sarah, I think we can safely say you failed that part of the challenge.
Right, so the one. Can I turn my head now and do it, though?
No. The one below it is 10-point print.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
How far I can get with that one?
Head the 0. Straight on. 0-3. Probably a 6.
No, you.
And then I can't get any further yet.
Absolutely failed.
Epic fail.
It's not going so well. And the final part of your challenge is.
Yeah.
Pick up your front door keys.
Okay.
Walk towards your front door. That's the sound effect of front door keys.
Yeah.
Walk towards your front door.
Hang on, I've got to go out the other door now. I've got a few doors to go through yet in my mansion.
Your mansion.
My mansion with barn doors, if you can hear the latches. That the estate agent told me was a period feature in Victorian terrace.
That's because you're from Gloucestershire, isn't it?
It's because I'm from Gloucestershire. Right, okay. So, I've walked towards the front door.
Out the front door.
Keys. Yeah.
Get out the front door.
Get out the front door.
Out the front door.
Oh, I'm not standing on the street, dude. It's freezing and snowing.
It's not.
It is.
You're snowing.
It's snowing.
You need to. It's the challenge.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm out the front door. Jesus, if the neighbours see me.
Oh, they won't care. Right, shut the door. Get out. Shut the door.
It's darn freezing out here.
Right, now. Have you shut the door?
Yeah, I've shut the door. You heard it.
Right, get your key.
Yeah, I've got my key.
Head straight on, facing the front door. Can you get your key in one go? No cheating. Ready, set, go. No, you can't. She can't do
it. Okay. I've done it. I'm in.
Oh, did you do it in one go?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Epic fail. Sarah, I think we can safely say you failed.
I've got
on
nice
all counts.
So where did you find this stupid clinical task? Because I think that's obviously proved a point, but made me look very silly to any neighbour that was
watching. It's the clinical task that I, as a budding medical woman... cleverly designed for these purposes. So if anybody wants to take part in my very clever nystagmus challenge to score any better than Sarah, let's recap. So she was on one leg for 25 seconds. She failed to read more than two numbers in a row and couldn't get into her own front door. You could email thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. So, Sarah.
I feel thoroughly broken.
Do you feel wobbly?
Wobbly, yeah. I feel wobbly. My soul is destroyed.